can't believe it's been like, well, we're on the what, 17th? It's been 16, 17, 18 days since you guys were here.
Yeah.
And we recorded. And I've actually talked to you. We haven't even texted that much. Not like we were before.
No, it's been a crazy couple of weeks.
Yeah.
This gouge just got me hurt, man. I just lay up.
So, but you have medication though, right?
Yeah.
But then it's still not doing its job.
No. And it'll go and it'll come. Like, I'll wake up in the morning and it'll be gone.
Can you wear do compression garments? Like nothing helps, right?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh yeah,
Compression
like fuck
garments.
no,
Whoa.
I'm not an old man.
7'5" now? I got varicose veins?
No, I'm shitting you not. I will wear compression garments just to get the swelling out of my ankles. My legs get achy. It's not a vanity thing. My feet get like my legs get swollen and achy.
No, and even if they did, I wouldn't wear them because I've only worn one kind of socks for like 15 years.
Wool, always wool.
Under Armour shorties, only ankle socks. Like the shorts for ankle socks.
Under Armour, huh?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
got to be under. I'm not Nike and not Adidas and not Hanes. Under Armour.
They don't fall off your ankles like when you walk and shit. I can't
No,
stand that.
they're below my ankles. They're right like on my ankles.
Oh, like in between your ankle bone and like your, like they come halfway up your Achilles or not even.
Like, yeah, like
Like right above your heel bone.
50-50 on my ankle bone.
Yeah.
Sorry, 50-50.
And they don't fall off your heel?
No,
Like in
I wear them
certain
shits with
shoes?
tennis shoes, with cowboy boots, with dress shoes,
Oh.
or a tuxedo and shorts. So I married people. All the weddings I've ever done, I've been wearing these socks.
I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty anal about my socks. I like this time of year, they have to be wool. They always have to be wool. Usually they're smart wool. And then summertime, well, gym socks are, I can't find a brand I like.
You gotta be consistent.
Yeah. Well, if I have the ones that, like you're talking about, they fall off my heel when I walk. And then I have a balled up sock. On the, like my toes are covered, but then the rest of the sock is at the arch of my foot. I'm about to like murder people when that happens.
Back in the day when I wore regular socks, like dress socks, man, it's too much of a hassle trying to match them shits up all the time. And does this blue match this blue? No, not doing all that.
But you know what? That's funny you say that because if I wear a black outfit, I have to have black or gray socks. If I wear brown, I have to have some version of brown. Like my socks have to match my outfit. Even if you're never going to
Different
see them.
shades of beige there are.
Yeah. Even if you never see them, they have to match. It's an OCD thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like ketamine therapy would work for me.
Want to invest in? We were talking about investments. Let's buy a horse.
Oh, horse, what is, oh, I was like, wait, time out. I got you. I'm following. What does it have to do with ketamine? Everything, because it's a horse therapy
Yeah,
drug.
ketamine's horse tranquilizer, man. If we got a horse, I think it's an easier get.
Okay, let's see what Smart Engine has for us to invest in by way of horse.
And it's ironic because last night I just watched the Sopranos episode where the barn burned down and Tony's horse died.
Oh, shit. And I'm sure it was like a fancy schmancy horse too.
Oh, yeah, $500,000.
Oh, Jesus tits. I don't want to log into this. Okay, I can't right now, but I will.
No, just kick it around, kick the can down the road.
Well, you know, I have a client that has a horse. I have a couple of friends that have horses. Maybe they
Oh,
might
we don't
own
need to invest in a horse.
some.
We just need to go take your buddy out to dinner.
Yes.
Shit, we'll sidetrack all this, Borton and all that. Let's just take your buddy out.
Hey, honey, what's your trainer doing with your horse this year? Because I have plans.
I saw the YouTube video, and I personally want to administer this. You get it. And it's got to be at a crescent moon, so you'll probably be at home. I'll lock up. We got this thing all figured out.
If I just knew how to pay attention once in a while.
Or here's even better. Hey, I want to take old Tootsie on a ride, have her saddled up at 2 o'clock, and you get on the horse and, well, no, I guess that wouldn't
Is
work.
that 2 a.m. or 2 p.m.?
I don't know, pick one.
Oh my God. If I could, okay, I really in my brain when we, before we started this, had about 4 hours of content, but I'll be damned if I can't remember it for 14 seconds right now.
Right.
I really do feel like, here's the thing, here's what happened. Last Friday, I woke, so today is, what day are we on? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Last Friday, I woke up with this nasty, nasty headache, and I couldn't quite place it. It was familiar, but I was like, ah, my neck was really stiff, and I thought, God, did I sleep funny or whatever? And I didn't go to the gym because it was, I think it was one of the snowstorms, and it was negative 1,000 degrees outside, and I couldn't figure it out. So then I go to bass lessons at 12:30 p.m. And I mean, it was very like we're working on music theory. And he was like, put your finger here and then put your finger here. It was very basic stuff that I should be able to whip out in my sleep. And I was so confused. I felt like I was having a stroke. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I haven't even been drinking. My brain is not functioning at all. I don't know what the problem is. And I could tell my instructor was getting kind of frustrated, but he's also a little mental ADD like I am. So like it was okay and I could easily distract him so I could take the heat off of the moment a little bit. But I felt so dumb. And then I got home about 30 minutes later, my headache broke. And then it's like my brain functioned again. It was like I was having a fucking stroke. I think I had COVID last week. I think my brain had COVID brain last week, and now I have residual effects.
But you're about to go on vacation in a couple of weeks, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what you need. That's what you need, man. That's gonna level the playing field a little bit and let you sit back and reset.
God, I need something. I'll tell you. I haven't wanted really to record because I felt mentally blank. I kind of told you that in text.
Yeah, I get it.
It's because I feel so bad about myself right now that I feel like I don't have anything positive to contribute to the world.
Just that little cloud over you.
Yeah,
You
but I
just
mean
need a gust of wind to blow that shit away.
but it's been here for a while.
Can't rain all the time.
Yeah. But I mean, it's fine. Like, I know how to deal with it. I know all the things I need to do. It's just kind of overwhelming. Do you ever get to the place where there's so many things to do and you're frozen because you don't know where to start?
Juggling multiple things that I do at my work that can become overwhelming.
Yeah, like your jobs. Like you text me about that all the time, your jobs, and you're like, fuck, man.
Yeah, this is part of it though. You
It
know,
is.
there's you know, in your other little parachute business that you don't like doing, there's certain stages that you have to go through, you know, whether it's driving there and doing it or doing the front end paperwork or crunching the numbers or the
Yeah.
back end paperwork or writing the report or whatever it might be. It's all still got to be done.
Yeah. And it sounds great when I take the job and then I get into it and I'm like, God damn it, I don't want to do this anymore. But when I get the money, I'm like, that wasn't so bad. Let's do another one.
I mean, if I had an opportunity to, you know, do something different, you know, if I could make the money that I need to make, I would go work at fucking Home Depot
Yeah.
or be a Walmart greeter or insert whatever
Job
job
here.
where I just punch a time clock, you know what
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we have it that bad, right? We're doing fine. We are, I would say, middle upper class people, right? I mean, I feel like we are. But it doesn't really matter what class person you are. You still have the same shit. You still have
What level?
bills. Sorry, what?
It's just at what level is the shit? You still got to write all the same checks.
Yeah.
It's just what's the amount?
Yeah, here's the thing. Kim Kardashian still has all the same shit. Hers is just has a bunch more zeros after it.
And she has somebody that takes care of all that shit for her, and all she does is whatever she wants.
But she still is always trying to figure out like how to deal with it or how to pay for it or how to whatever. Like you see celebrities all the time that go broke or bankrupt. I mean, Trump is a good example, but he just came to mind, but I mean anybody, right? They always it's all relative. It doesn't
I'm a
make it
firm
any
believer of you got to have money to make money.
yeah.
If you got a bunch of money, whether you buy rental properties and flip them, or you invest in this or that or whatever, it's the getting to the point of having money to be able to invest and make those moves.
Agree.
But where a lot of people are just, trying to get it month to month, first to first.
Yeah. Yeah. How do I
It's
get from this check to
sad
that?
reality that it's like that for a lot of people.
Yeah. Like I had so I ordered groceries today because while I did take the dogs to the vet today, I stayed in the parking lot and wore a mask and blah, 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 whatever, and I told them that Trice had COVID. But I ordered groceries today and the guy that delivered my groceries was fucking awesome, and he picked out really good produce and blah, 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 whatever. And my cousin is doing Instacart shopping, and I was like, okay, I need to do this because she's making like $30 an hour logging in a couple hours a week here and there. Just like, I just need to pay off a bill. So she logs an Instacart, a couple of shops, and she's done, right? Like, this
So
is.
how does that work? You like physically go to the store, you like get the order and go pick everything out and then bring it to you?
Yeah. And so, but you make more money by like you can make more money by being a really good shopper, a fast shopper. Like for me, my experience today was he picked out really good produce, and I'm very picky about the way my produce looks, but he picked out really good produce. But the thing is I didn't understand how to give a better tip. Like I think it automatically puts a 10% or 8% tip or something in there, and I didn't catch it until the end because I was like, I need to see this because in case I want to do Instacart shopping like for people. And then I felt kind of bad because I'm like, ah, oh, I didn't give him jack shit for a tip. But then I went in and I gave him a 5-star review and I put a note in there like he was really awesome. He picked out great produce, blah, 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 whatever. So the better their reviews are and the better their, well,
People want to pick them.
yeah. So you get moved higher to the list so that when you turn on your shopper status, like you're more likely to get those orders, if that makes sense.
It's like my Ubers.
Yes, because now I know people on the inside, and I'm like, well, fuck, if I want to start Instacart shopping, this is the shit.
Yeah, Uber drivers love it when they see me pop up. And DoorDash loves it when they see J Baby pop up.
Oh, for sure.
Because I tip good and they be bringing my shit first.
I mean, these people are making 3 times the amount of money I'm making right now. I told you, didn't we talk about that guy on one of our other episodes that was making like $900 every 25 hours?
Yes, I have buddies here that are Uber drivers too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to Kansas, I know somebody that goes to Kansas City on the weekend and drives and makes like $1,000.
I know, isn't that nuts? Like, I'm not above it. Except for I gotta clean all the dog hair out of my car to let somebody in my car, but I could grocery shop that. I love grocery shopping. That's so much fun.
No, I'm out on grocery. I hate the grocery. I can't tell you last time I set foot in a Walmart store.
Oh, fuck no. I'm not going to Walmart. No. No. I'm not going to Walmart. But also, you get to pick and choose which stores that you shop. So, like my cousin that's doing it, she's like, I'm only going to shop at this. Let's say Hy-Vee or whatever it is. I'm only going to shop at this store and this store. And she has her routes picked out. So she knows she's just so fucking efficient at life. She's figured out in like 2 trips how to make the most money for her small amount of time.
You just drop it at the front door.
Well, she just knows how to shop efficiently. And she knows how to get the people to like love her, right? So she was shopping for one gal, and She was making like a some kind of a cake or something, and they were out of an ingredient. She was like, so the lady that was wanted her to shop for her was like, I need to have something to wow my guests. And so my cousin was like, oh, you've got to get sprinkles and you need to get this. And so the lady was like, okay, unlimited, here's the budget, go get me sprinkles and whatever else you think will go with this. And so then my cousin goes and shops and buys all the stuff, and then she got a giant tip because she helped this lady throw a good dinner party or whatever she was doing.
Those are the good joints to get.
I know, right? I'm like, okay. But you know, the second that I try to do that, I'm gonna get somebody that's like pissed off that I got the wrong kind of ramen noodles or some bullshit.
Are you going to get the generic aluminum foil because I got $4?
I am manifesting poverty right now, and I need to flip this shit. That's all I'm saying.
When you go to the good side of town and put that as your location.
That's where I work.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's what I think.
So I think there's another, the first show of 2024 is coming up here in about 3 weeks. Actually, the day before Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Now, is this the rock concert we talked about?
Yeah. I
If
think we
I
talked about that. I don't know.
remember correctly, I think my husband said, "Fuck no, I'm not going to that."
As does 99% of everybody else I know.
I don't understand what the problem is.
It's obnoxious.
Why I never listened to them. So we're talking in code right now, but that's on purpose. Why is it so bad?
It's very, very loud and aggressive.
It's violent, like violent mood music.
Is Pantera.
It's like emo before emo existed.
No, it's like Slayer, but different.
Yeah, I need more.
Old school Metallica, when they were like real fast and loud,
Okay.
but turn it up a notch. It's old school Metallica meets, it was somebody in, like Disturbed or something.
Is it devil music?
No.
Which I don't care, just so we're clear. I don't believe in that shit, but I just say that because I don't know why. I guess people relate to that shit a little
You
bit.
remember? You remember in this? I think it was in December when it was Dimebag Day.
Yeah.
Well, this is the band he was in before that happened.
Okay. I mean, you sent me that one song to listen to, and I you actually you're like, you need to learn to play this, and I pulled it up and I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's them. But I think Son's going to go with me.
Oh, okay.
Son-in-law said, "Hell no!" Said about the same thing Chase did.
What? Why? So, but nobody wants to like they don't want to experience anything about it, or what?
I guess not. Tickets are only $25.
Well, maybe that's.
No, that's to be. I mean, they're expensive to be down like in the pit and on the floor and down club. Man, I am old and wise. I'm sitting up in the cut.
Yeah.
I don't need to be down involved in all that. Fuck around, lose a tooth.
I can't. I'm not interested in that.
I don't know. It's just these. I've never been anything like that. And
Well,
so
you
why
should
not?
go, but you guys could stay here.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. So Sunday's the Super Bowl. I took off Monday because that's another veteran move, is you don't work the day after the Super Bowl because you
No.
can't enjoy the Super Bowl regardless of who's playing in it.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, by the way, but we're both out. Jacksonville and Steelers are both out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm really disappointed in the Jags, but we'll save that for another day.
Sunday, February. Okay, so, oh, shit. We're going to be on the road.
You're driving back from Memphis on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah.
And if you get up early, you can be home before it. What's Memphis like? 8 hours?
Seven and a half ish.
I feel like you
Eight,
can cut that
considering
down to
how many times.
6:45 if you schedule fuel and your ignition correctly.
Well, if I drive, it can be 7 to 7.5, considering how often I have to pee and how fast I drive. It kind of counterbalances each other.
Right. Yeah, so Monday off, Tuesday would work. Go to Kansas City, go to the show, come back probably, and then Valentine's Day the next day.
Valentine's, we have those tickets that he doesn't know about.
Oh, yeah. Well, he doesn't listen anyway, so your secret's safe with the world.
Oh, totally. I mean, the Netherlands might know about it. Thank you, Netherlands, for being our second top country listeners ever.
Netherlands, that's Amsterdam, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Probably. Come here, kitty.
That kicks ass pretty good.
Is it? Wait. I mean, I don't know my geography anymore. Netherlands.
Isn't it Amsterdam, the
I
Netherlands?
feel like it. Oh, fuck yes, it is.
Easy red light district. Hashtag red light district and pineapple boy.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna do that. Hashtag red light district. Fuck
Oh, you
yeah.
watch yourself.
They're you know why? It's all about that painkiller episode. I'll tell you what, here's the thing. Our top let me pull this up because I was looking at this earlier today. Anchor. Our top episode, well, an episode that you have been involved with has not kicked in yet. We still have an episode that has 5 times the amount of listeners than everybody else. And that is the After Hours episode. Where is it? That is titled. Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm not. I can find it on my phone. I can't find it here. Well, anyway,
I'm intrigued now.
it's hang on, I'll find it on my phone. Can you hear the cat purring?
No. Probably making the biscuits too.
Oh, he's getting skinny. Kind of worrying me. It's called After Hours. Oh, now you're just somebody that I used to know. It has more than 5 times the amount of listeners than anybody else. I think this was season one. And remember that song by Gotye? Now you're just somebody that I used to know. I think it was an ep
I play that song in the bar all the time.
yeah, I think it was an episode that I talked about when Trice and I broke up for, like, he broke up with me via text message. For 2 weeks we broke up, and I thought I was gonna die.
So season one, like you and Trice season one a long time ago?
Yeah.
How does that have 5 to 12 events? 5 times?
More than 5 times the amount of listeners to anybody to any other episode. But then the next closest is episode 5, Happy Hour with Bootlegger. And then episode 6, episode 4, After Hours, After Hours, After Hours. Oh, these are all like old news. Yeah. Really, the top, I mean, the rest of them were all like, they're all equal, but the very top one that has 500 more plays than anybody else. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. I'm telling you, podcasts are interesting. It's all about what you say in the verbiage, how you get people to listen.
Yeah, that's weird. Are
Yeah.
ours worth the shit?
Oh, I think they're good. Here's what I wanted to do. Where's my email? I went into Fridays at 5 email because I was like, okay, this is going to be a great segment. I'm going to go into Fridays at 5 email because I haven't checked the email in a while. We've been talking about emailing us at tntfridays@gmail.com. And I'm like, I have 2 emails. One of them is Google inactive account manager reminder. The other one says, "Hi, dear Fridays at 5 podcast with TNT. I am Medio Q. We hope this email finds you well and thriving with the world of media. We're excited to share the fantastic news that your esteemed podcast service has been added to Medio Q, a premier platform dedicated to connecting individuals with and businesses with top-notch media news and broadcasting services from all parts of the world. At Medio Q, we pride ourselves on curating a diverse selection of exceptional media, news, and broadcast companies, and your organization stood out as a shining example of excellence in the industry. Your listing is free of charge and can be found at Fridays at 5, the podcast with TNT.
Shows you how much investigation them motherfuckers did.
please use the menu entry label, claim ownership or report listing. And I'm like, I'm not clicking on that link. Fuck you.
Absolutely not.
I'm gonna get hacked.
That's a no-go.
Yeah, right. But thank you, Medio Q. Just in case. But I thought, like, this is gonna be a good thing. I will go online. I will, hey, Che, this will be a good thing. We're gonna talk about our emails from our listeners and nothing.
Crickets.
Crickets.
I did have my buddy Busy Bone. I ran into him the other night and he asked if we had a new one out. I was like, no, we're going to do it this week. And our other buddy, Austin Powers, that we know from down here, moved to Chicago, and they, like, I guess, game with headsets and this and that. And man, sometimes on Fridays, if we're playing late night, we'll sit around and he'll be in Chicago and I'll be here and we'll put it on and listen to it while we're playing games.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, my boy Busy Bone.
That's fantastic. What games do they play?
Fuck if I know. I'm grown. I don't know nothing about that.
I used to be a gamer for like a minute.
I'll still play fuck with some Madden or something like that. I'd do it on Sunday morning. Hot mama be in bed. I'll sneak downstairs and bust a couple games of Madden. But I can't do all that. Wear a headset and first person shooter, and I can't do all that.
Oh, no, I was an actual like EverQuest gamer for like a minute.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I was a troll, if that gives you any kind of a clue.
Is it like oh fuck, what was the name of that movie?
Yes, it's based, it's it
Where they dress up like knights and go fight in the city park
it's
with
it's it stems
Stifler? What was it, Role Models?
it stems from all of that kind of Renaissance festival kind of stuff. It stems from The Hobbit and like trolls and warlocks and magicians and wizards and
That's not gaming, that's dressed up.
no, but I didn't dress up. I did it online on the computer. This
Oh,
is
like
like,
World of Warcraft, but different.
yes, before World of Warcraft, there was EverQuest.
Like Farmville.
Whatever the fuck it was. I
It's
killed.
like MySpace days. Now I
I'm.
didn't even fuck with a
Yeah,
MySpace.
this was like 20 years, exactly 20 years ago. I was a shaman. I was a troll shaman. Yeah, I know.
You were doing that shit on dial-up. Don't even lie like you do a lot.
Probably.
2004. Yeah, it was probably still close to dial-up. Wasn't Wi-Fi back then.
I had a. It wasn't dial up. Well, it was after dial up. It was still slow, but I had a husband then that did that, and I thought, well, I should. He's doing this. I should get involved, and we could sit here and do that together, and blah blah blah, whatever. And then I got into it a little too far, and he started working at the bars, and then divorce,
Yeah. I have recently started tossing darts again.
Ooh, I do like to throw the darts.
Bar games, you know.
How are you at the darts?
I like to think I'm okay, although I was at Finn's on Thursday last week, I think, and the bartender was off work. Said, hey man, you mind if I throw with y'all and just fucking put on a master class? Jeez, my netty. So
You or
evidently,
he?
I'm good around like my buddies. I'm okay. I can hold my own.
Yeah.
But I had to go. That's why I was in Junction City. I had to go to the dart store
Oh, shit.
because that's the only one. There's not one in Manhattan. There's not one in Topeka.
No.
Junction City, like a half a block or a block from the jail, is where the dart store is.
Of course there is. There was a point in time where I had my own set of darts. God damn, I wonder what ever happened to those.
I got hot mama set for her birthday because I don't like anybody using mine, and she gets tired of sitting there watching me and the boys toss. And I don't mind if she plays, it's cool.
So it's not like golf.
I was just thinking that, but I didn't want to say it out loud. But it sounds better when you say it. You're correct. You're
Yeah,
correct.
I know. I'm gonna go there. I have moments though where I'm like, I can kill it, like I'll fucking slam it all day long. And then tomorrow I could come back and not even be able to hit the board.
It's just like the 6 to 16 window we've discussed.
It's worse.
Because
Worse.
when I go to the store in Junction City, buddy's like, "Hey man, I got a board right there. If you want to toss any of these," I was like, "Dude, unless you got a 6-pack in 30 minutes, that ain't doing me no good.
I'm not doing that right now.
I don't unzip this thing without a beer in my hand."
Yeah.
So what good is that gonna do?
I
When I went and got fitted for my golf clubs, I was hammered. I had played 18 holes at Colbert Hills and went immediately to Golf USA and got fitted for golf clubs.
Let's talk about, have you seen the old boys since the beer round at the crotch pole? At the cock and puss. Surely you've run
Oh,
into.
actually, yeah, one time. But I think it was maybe a Chiefs game or a K-State game, and it was elbow to elbow, and we don't really be talking like that.
Yeah. So are we, what's the goal for 2024? Are we at like you're going 365? What's your 100 rounds of
No,
golf? What's your deal?
I'm
Nothing?
gonna get 100 in 2025. I was at 90 2023,
Wait,
but
we're only in 2024.
well, yeah, oh, 2025. I haven't set that goal yet.
You just said you're going to get 100 in 2025.
Oh no, I meant 2024.
I'm just clarifying.
This year, before December 31st, 100 rounds will be played. I actually renewed my membership today. I went and signed the paperwork.
And how many are you in right now?
Zero.
You're 17 days in.
Yeah. We played the Friday before Christmas was the last round I played, and that was number 90.
It's not like the wind chills have been negative 35. The fuck?
Bullshit, man. If it ain't 50, I ain't trying to fuck with it. Especially with the wind and winter and snow and wet and cart path on, it's not prime optimal golfing conditions right now.
I heard you guys got 6 inches.
Yeah. It's supposed to maybe snow a little bit more tonight or tomorrow or something.
I wouldn't mind 6 inches. I'm just kidding. I had to say it. I couldn't not.
It it's this negative 20-degree weather is some bullshit.
I really did have a friend today call me and say, "I heard Manhattan got 6 inches," and I was like, "Yeah, that there's a joke in there somewhere. I'm just gonna find it." We didn't get that. Like here in Shawnee, we didn't get that last round like you guys did.
No.
The other night, Monday night, so today's Wednesday, 2 nights ago on my way home from work, there were total of 9 cars off the road on my side. 7 of them were within a 2 mile stretch on 435 Interstate. So I'm driving westbound 435 heading home, and I'm like texting my boss and I'm texting Trice, and they're like, "Be careful, be careful." I'm like, "Oh, this is bullshit. There's a car spun around facing the other direction. There's one off the side of the road. There's a tow truck trying to pull this one out. There's like all this crazy shit." I'm like, "You guys, all you have to do is know how to drive this stuff."
Yeah.
But I feel like, well, every time this comes through, I miss my Chevy.
Big body.
Yeah, my Avalanche was a tank. I could just, I'm like, I'd still slide in this ice and whatever, but I wasn't afraid of getting smashed. My car now, I'm like, it's like driving a plastic Barbie mobile.
I wouldn't be in love with driving on the interstate and shit around there. You
Not
know, neighborhoods and neighborhoods.
435. They'll fucking kill you. They're
Yeah.
psycho. But I
Yeah. I mean, I
mean,
don't like it, but I'm a little bit older now, so I'm not in a hurry to go anywhere like that.
oh, I'm always in a hurry. But like on my way home, well, in the snow and ice, I know how to drive and I know how to drive well. And I'm not being arrogant about it. I just do. Right? So I'm like,
Driving in
sir.
the rain at night gives me such anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, I got like depth perception where I can't see, like if the light, if there's a headlight, I can't judge how far away it is.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
And I got in an accident one time at night in the rain, so I think maybe that's it.
Oh, that could be. I feel like I'm pretty good in the snow and ice. Like I know to start braking 100 yards plus ahead of time, pump them a little bit, see where the slide factor is, and then don't panic when you do start sliding. Don't slam on the brakes, panic, and spin the wheel around.
No, Madison's coming out from around.
Yeah. But also, if I get the Jeep out in that shit, then panic, slam the brakes on, and spin it around, because that's the fun part.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be rolling the Jeep.
Yeah, it's the most fun. I missed the really good Jeep driving last week because I didn't want to go out in the cold. But by the time I took the Jeep out, everything was cleared off, and I was like, God damn, I missed it.
It'll be back.
Friday. It's going to be here in 36 hours.
Joy.
Yeah.
The weekend's coming.
I know. It feels good to record. It feels good to talk to you. Kind of missed you a little bit.
I'm infectious.
A little bit. You're like I say, you're like a fungus.
Yeah. I've been called worse than that.
You grow on people. Like, you don't want to like me, but I grow on you.
No, there's some people that absolutely still say, I fucking don't like you, Jay.
No, bullshit. I'm not buying it.
You know, there's people that I'm just not their flavor.
Really? But they don't say that to your face.
No, not to my face.
What do they say that to, Hot Mama?
I don't know. Word of mouth, you know.
She clocks the shit out of them.
Yeah, she ain't standing for that.
No fucking way. She's like, bitch, clock.
You're going to like him, I said so.
No, or you're just lights out.
Right.
Lights out, lady. You're done.
Well, man, I had something else I was going to tell you, but I can't remember.
I know. That's how my day is going.
I need to get the book back out.
We do need to get the book out. So, here's what I thought was, did I say this already? I can't remember. I thought was going to be a really good, I think I did. I feel like I'm having like a ADHD moment. I thought it was going to be a really good segment where I got the email out and there's crickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did say that already.
Shootahama.com or some shit like that.
At TNTFridays@gmail.com. Yeah. Nothing. Usually there's even some spam in here. There's not.
No.
The Medio Q. Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah.
You, I've got COVID brain.
I've got 5 texts since we've been sitting here talking about it. What time are you coming?
Where are we going?
It's Wednesday night at the spot.
Oh, it's trivia night. Let's talk to them about the trivia. The fuck?
They just started a new season last week.
Well, I'm kind of sad.
They took a break over the holidays because I usually go up there and throw darts. Yeah, don't be playing trivia, but still like listening to the questions, and I got answers that some people would be like, "How do you know that?"
I'd make effort, but they don't want it.
But being on a league for 8 weeks in a row with the same team—that's too much of a commitment.
Yeah,
I ain't doing all that.
Well, I don't know. I'd do it. I mean,
it's like joining a bowling league, man.
If I'm going to benefit from it somehow or another.
If I make it, cool. And 9 times out of 10, I'll be there. But if I'm not there, I ain't there.
I don't want my friend running out of fucking cone of beers when he's trying to drink at the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, that hasn't happened lately.
Good. I don't think it should, ever.
Well, he's got stock and inventory sitting there right now taking up space.
So do I.
Sorry about that. Yeah, there's a case in my refrigerator upstairs, too.
You don't need to apologize. I'll save it for you.
I will drink them. I promise.
I'll save them for you. You guys come down whenever you want to.
Yeah, we need to go to a casino or some shit.
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I was talking, we were texting yesterday, I was like, fuck it, man. I'm just taking a trip. I just need to go someplace. Where do I go?
Yeah.
Ask Hot Mama this and that. And I was like, fuck it, man. I know we've been there like 4 times, but let's go to New Orleans. Get a little spot on the French Quarter and just not do nothing. And I looked and I saw how much the prices were.
Oh.
Like, holy shit. But then I realized that the time frame, the week I was talking about, which is that same week, leave Monday after Super Bowl and come back that Friday and have the weekend bookend on both
yeah.
ends.
Yeah.
It's fucking Mardi Gras. That Tuesday is Fat Tuesday.
So, are you guys going?
I don't know. We've been talking about going back to Pensacola.
Yeah.
So, I still got people there, and they got badass Mardi Gras parade. People up here in Kansas don't appreciate Mardi Gras like they should.
No, we don't have a fucking clue.
Don't appreciate Mardi Gras like you should. It is the sleeper unknown holiday that people should, it's on a Tuesday, but people should take advantage of it.
Right. So, you know, I spent the year 2022 writing a screenplay with a partner who lived in New Orleans forever. And she used to tell me, like, Tana, you can't go there. You wouldn't survive. You're too whatever I am, right? I'm too magnetic or friendly or whatever. I wouldn't survive. Somebody would have taken advantage of me or whatever. But
you gotta have a level of street smarts.
Well, I mean, I have some street smarts. I'm not a fucking idiot. But also, I do have a tendency to drink too much. So there's that. But
that one forms to the right.
I've been to New Orleans. It was okay. Jazz music isn't my gig. I'd much rather spend it in Memphis. But also, I kind of like Chinese New Year. So let's go somewhere about Chinese New Year.
You want to go to Tokyo?
Same time of year.
Yeah, sure.
It's like February 5th or something.
So back up to the, I know this is going to rip a Band-Aid off, but we're talking. Who gives a shit? Go back to that screenplay thing that we've talked about before. Why don't you put that on the shelf? Because I know you're kind of hand-tied, but why don't you start over with what you know and write a different one?
Oh, I absolutely 100%. It's not ripping off a Band-Aid. I appreciate it. I know. I have some profiles online in some writing groups that I still keep my fingers in a little bit. And it's something that I feel like I have to do. I just feel so like ADD right now, or ADHD or whatever, that I don't know how to, like, you know, it's the Marvel comics. Who are the ones that, like, they can't harness their power, right? Like, I feel so.
Going every which way.
I really do. And I'm really, like, I really am struggling more than anybody would ever know. Like, you kind of know. Trice really knows. But I am struggling more than anybody really knows. Just trying to, like, figure out my moment-to-moment move.
If you are actively pursuing that, depending on topic or content or subject, I would help creativity with creativity.
Love it. I think that you and I could write some real shit really well. And I do feel like while my 2022 experience didn't end well, I learned a lot. And I feel like I could use that to help us get somewhere.
Like a Curb Your Enthusiasm type situation.
Mm. Anything. I have so much information.
We should do that. Maybe we're sitting on a golden ticket and don't even know it.
I think we could. Here's the thing. So, what did I tell you about that case 63?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it is case 63. It's a podcast show. So it was Julianne Moore and another guy you'd recognize his face. But so now what people are doing with podcasts is they're writing shows that you then tell through a podcast. But it's like
so it's a live audio book.
Kind of, yeah. So case 63, I'll have to send it to you. I thought I did, but I'll send it to you again. But you get really sucked in. It's kind of sci-fi and it fucks with your mind a little bit. And Trice and I have talked about writing something like that. And we've also talked about we got really fucked up one night and we wrote a bunch of notes about the story. And we have the title of the story and we have the characters. But then I read through the emails that I sent myself from the night of when we were so fucked up and the notes that I had. I can't translate them for shit. I'm like, I don't even know what this means. Part of it is like, you know, when you're writing and texting really fast and you don't look at the alphabet. But part of it
Or the
was like,
autocorrect.
I was like, I don't understand what I was trying to say. But we know the premise of the show and we know what we want the show to do. But I'm like, when the fuck are we ever going to sit still and write a show? You and I probably actually could do that.
Word documented back and forth.
Yeah, we could literally sit down and be like, okay, let's do this tonight, let's do this tonight, because we're so similar in our thinking and we're similar in like keeping each other on topic and or like bringing each other back to a topic. You're more so better at that than I am. But like you
Find
bring
the
me,
topic,
yeah.
find the subject, and just push it downhill.
Yeah, you bring me back to where we were supposed to go in the first place, and I'm like, I'm gonna send us on a rainbow adventure.
How about this dog shelter in Argentina that's free range?
It's called, yeah, guatos something. Don't, yeah, it exists. It's for real.
Same but different.
Anyway, yeah. I think we should. I'm totally about it. Look, I need to feel successful in one way or another, and creativity is one way to really feel successful.
Yeah, all we got to do is write something funny and get it in front of the right person. Next thing you know, boom, we're going to be doing skits for Saturday Night Live.
Right? I have, while I don't really have connections, I understand ways to get in there now. So,
Yeah, it'd be useful. It's more than I got.
I feel like we should do it.
I just got a bunch of stupid ass thoughts.
No, write them all down. Write them all down.
That's what I need to do.
How do you think Judd Apatow got famous?
Making a bunch of movies, but you got to start someplace. He was all right. Well, I guess he's not our age, but he was young once and had an idea.
Well, he's a little older than us. Well, first off, he had a hot wife. But second, like, write that shit down. Everybody, write down. It helps to have connections in the business, certainly. But I have some profiles and some places that I can work on if we need to.
I thought about writing a memoir.
You should. 100%. 100%. You absolutely should.
But that's one of those that you write down all the stories, but then I gotta have help putting them in order.
But here's the thing. There are a lot of people that like you, yes, you need to sit and write all that out, but there are people that will do that for you. There are people that you can hire to interview you and then record you talking and then write it for you. But also, that's how you get like, oh gosh, yours would be. Yours is like a Netflix, like Queen of the South. This is like you. Like your life could be a Netflix show in a second.
I think it probably could.
I do. I agree. I think it totally could. You just have to be really careful with the people that you give your story to because, as I have learned, some of them turn out to be total fucking assholes.
I get it.
But that's why you also hire a lawyer.
I got a couple of those in the family.
See?
Yeah.
I think you 100% could turn your life into a memoir and a story. But also, here's the other thing that I think about that. I think everybody should want to write their own memoir. I
I mean,
feel.
I never thought about it until, I don't know, maybe 5, 6 years ago, something like that. I was like, man, I'll write all this down.
Especially because your mind is so sharp right now and you remember everything. Like, not all of us are that lucky. Like, I got my recorder because I really wanted to remember things that were happening to me when they were happening because of, like, well, in the moment I was going through a bunch of trauma. So I really wanted to be able to understand what was happening. And I wasn't, it's not that I was recording for other people, but it's just to remember what I was going through. But in the end, it helps you to remember the moment, but then also, like, if, like, in my point is, if I can help somebody else get through something and not want to jump off a cliff or all the other things I've ever wanted to do, just one person.
Yeah, that makes it all worthwhile.
It does. And I've been recently and, like, in the past, been in really dark places where, while I know that I'm not going to do anything bad, like, I'm not going to do that thing.
Yeah.
I certainly feel that way all of the time, but I want to help other people not do that and not have to feel that way. And I think that the more of us that can do that, and the more of us that tell our stories and whatever way they come at you, it's just helpful for everybody.
Shit, if I started writing now, I'd still be writing in 3 years. This should look like a Webster's dude now.
I know, but don't you think your shit is, like, the most fascinating shit ever?
I don't know. I lived it. Some of it I'd rather not remember, but you just can't forget.
But you can still write it down. Like, yeah. Are you a fast typer, or you're better, like, handwriting?
I'm probably typing. My handwriting, I'm a little shaky.
Yeah. Like I could type really fast for you if you were dictating to me. Like, I could type that shit really fast. I do that for you.
Yeah, it's just telling stories.
I do that for you. Plus, also,
grade school.
The podcast does it for you too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but there's only been a handful of stories on here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Food for thought. We can discuss that. Sidebar, real quick, while I'm thinking about it. Did you see Jelly Roll in front of Congress last week?
I think, if I remember correctly, I sent it to you before you saw it.
I had like 6 people send that shit to me.
It was so good. I tell you what,
powerful.
Here's the thing. White people judgment look at him and be like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He starts talking, and I was like, you've got to be fucking, I have goosebumps right now. I was like, he is killing it. These old crotchety white hairs were looking at him with respect.
Their jaws open.
They really did. I was so impressed. And he didn't read that. Like, parts of it he read, but he wasn't reading the whole thing. He was genuine, sincere, from the heart. It all came out. Oh, God damn it. It was really, really good.
At the beginning, when he said, I'm not Republican or Democrat. Matter of fact, because of my past choices, my right to vote has been rejected. Yeah. That's why I'm the perfect person to talk to you about this.
Beautiful. Could not have been better.
And the fact that he's seen it. It's happened to his friends. You know, he said, I've carried more caskets than I care to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about you quite a bit when I was watching that.
Yeah, I watched that thing like 10 times, man. It's powerful.
Yeah. It was so good. And, I'm not sure how I feel about him in general, but after that, I was like, okay, this guy's like.
Have you watched that documentary yet?
No, I haven't.
You should.
I know.
Try to lay it up with the Rona. Ain't doing nothing, man. Take 47 minutes of your life. It might change it.
What? It's on Netflix again?
Yeah, it's called Save Me.
Save Me. It's Jelly Roll Netflix. Save Me. Yeah.
No, it's on Hulu, my bad. It's on
Hulu. Well, we have Hulu. Okay. I can do it.
Yeah.
I do 45 minutes in the sauna every day. I can do it.
Yeah, you won't be mad about it.
Here's the thing. It's so interesting. We're all so goddamn judgmental, right? Like, my cousin is Several weeks ago, my cousin said, I want to send, I think it was after the Grammys, my cousin was like, I want to send Jelly Roll a message and I want to train him. I want to get him into shape. I want to train him. And I was like, send him a fucking DM. DM him.
He's doing a 5K with Bert Kreischer in May.
I know. So like 2 weeks ago, he posted something and I sent it to my cousin. She's like, God damn it, somebody DM'd him. And I was like, girl, doesn't mean you can't still get in there. I'm like,
He
that's
goes
just,
up and down, up and down, up and down. He's probably
yeah.
bigger now than he has been because he's been on the road and probably eating like shit and whatever, but he'll drop a little 100 pounds. You'll be able to tell.
Yeah, well, I mean, he, look, if he's paying attention to that at all, that's good. He needs to for his future. And if he's going to be successful, and he already is, then that's kind of important,
Yeah,
right?
but it's kind of who he is too, though.
100,
You
100.
know, he'll sit back and get whiskey drunk today and say, "Fuck it, I'll go to the gym tomorrow."
Again, which reiterates my whole point is like you still have to live the way you want to live and enjoy your life, but safely.
It's all about choices.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Dude.
I thought that thing was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. I missed you. This is
Yeah,
good.
we need to not wait 3 weeks.
I know. I'll have to try to break this up into an episode and an after hours, probably.
Yeah, probably not our greatest work, but I'll get back on the train. I just gotta heal up a little bit.
Yeah, I actually don't really care. I kind of just like enjoy being able to do what we like to do, and be real about it, and like life fucking happens.
That it does.
But
That
also,
it does.
I don't mentally feel that great anyway, so I was trying to not record when I have felt so negative anyway.
It's play it back and listen and say, "Man, I got to change that."
Yeah, no shit. Like head first out of the deep end and into the positivity scene.
Yeah, we'll record again before you go on your vacation, and then once you get back from your vacation, you'll have a completely different attitude.
I love it.
Yeah, barbecue and blues. Well, it ain't blues there, is it? It is blues there,
Oh,
isn't it?
fuck yeah, it's blues. It's all blues.
Yeah, I can get
We're
down.
spending 2 days. We're staying 2 days on Beale Street and 2 days at the guest house at Graceland. And I really would like to get my Elvis quote tattoo while I'm there.
100% you need to make happen. You need to be sending an email now and getting somebody lined up.
I do. How do I find that? Like, you're really good about finding that. How do I find that?
Well, you look at where you're staying. I would start if it's me, and I haven't even seen a map or anything, but from where you're staying on Beale Street, put in that address and put tattoo shops near me and look at the websites, the ratings, the comments, the Yelp, however you judge your shops. And reach out and say, "Hey, I'm gonna be there on this day. This is kind of what I want." And have a picture of it or a drawing or a resemblance. And
Oh
they'll
my.
say, "Well, where do you want it?" And they'll quote it. And you know, whether you make an appointment or what, walking in is tough.
Yeah, any dumb fuck can do what I want. Any
Yeah.
dumb fuck can do it. But you're right, I need to like schedule it ahead of time.
Because I think when we were in Nashville, we knew that this was happening. So the earlier the better. And we went to the spot and talked to a dude in the afternoon. He said, "Hey, man, we open at whatever 10 or 11 tomorrow. Be first one here. I know what y'all want. I'll go ahead and take it, and
Yeah.
I'll be there and knock it out."
I'm like, you can knock mine out in fucking half an hour and make yourself an extra whatever quick and be done and send
I
me on
think
my
that
way.
the thing about like Nashville and New Orleans and even Memphis, because there's going to be some down there. Cabo was the same way. Those are places where people go to tourists and whatever. It's not like Manhattan where it's locals and you got to have the appointment and all the books. They expect
Yeah,
walk-ins. And if they have a day or
absolutely.
two's notice, they can absolutely get it.
Absolutely. Like your cheating heart in Hermosa Beach, where I've had several tattoos. They know you're walking in from wherever you're coming from.
Yes. Well, me and Ah Mama were talking. We're still on the fence. Are we going? Are we taking it? Are we not? Yesterday, I was all hot on it. I was ready to buy airline tickets yesterday. But last night, we were talking. She goes, "Well, why don't we go get tattoos on Valentine's Day?" So that's not the worst idea I've heard all day.
No.
No, so that might be on the table. I don't know, man.
You're
I'm
gonna
all
have to
over the
go
place.
to Junktown to get them, though. Manhattan will be booked.
I know, that's why I'm saying we gotta figure it out. I have got one in Junction City. I'm not scared to admit that.
Haven't gone to Junk. Kansas City, though.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch in Kansas City.
Fuck yeah, there is.
I don't know. You know me, I'm spur of the pants. I might decide Friday afternoon we're doing it. We might come Friday. I don't know.
Well, you guys are always welcome here. We have several bedrooms that everybody could stay in.
See that? That's handy.
Anytime you want.
Awesome.
All right,
Awesome.
kid. I'll text you in the morning.
I bet that sounds like a good deal. Watch that show, 47 minutes of your life.
Yeah. Thanks for taking care of me mentally.
Absolutely. Put a smile on that pineapple, turn it sideways.
Yeah.
We don't like frowny, no frowny faces.
Plus, also, it's really painful when you stick those pineapples up your butt. Ow!
See
But
you later.